Get Your Morning Show is on the radio. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
So here we are. Today's Tuesday, May the 12th of 2020. May the 12th be with you. Told you I was going to do it all month.
I know it.
Still a lot of days left. You tired of it yet?
No.
So as we get ready for today's show, I want to give you a heads up. I'm probably going to get in neighborhood trouble today.
Brandon.
I'm putting a neighbor on blast because I saw a neighbor out front doing something disgusting. Want to get into that. I might be banned from the neighborhood, though. Plus, medical experts are talking about the NFL season. So many people are wondering about football. And an expert has told us what he thinks is going to happen with the NFL season and the most expensive celebrity auction items ever. We're going to go through all of that on the show this morning. Thanks for starting your day with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You think you're a pretty observant neighbor?
I think so.
So there's a little boy who realized that his elderly neighbor hadn't been picking up the newspaper. And it was kind of like one of those things that, you know, the person would always go get the newspaper first thing in the morning, read the paper, et cetera, et cetera. And the kid realized when he went up there to the door that, well, the papers were kind of stacking up. And you know what that leads to? That leads to the concern of, oh, my gosh, why are they not getting the newspaper?
Yeah.
So they knocked on the door, rang the doorbell, made the phone calls. The elderly neighbor never answered. They call the police. The police show up, go inside, and they realize that the neighbor had locked herself in the basement.
Oh, no.
And she had been there for 3 days, locked in the basement.
Oh, my goodness.
So if it wasn't for the little boy who was observant, who wanted to see his favorite neighbor, the woman might still be locked in the basement.
Wow.
Can you imagine being in the basement for 3 days?
No.
No food, no water, no communication.
Mm-mm.
What would you do? Like, what do you do in that situation?
I don't know.
It reminds me in Christmas Vacation when Clark Griswold goes upstairs into the attic. You remember that? He's watching the old footage.
And crying. And he falls through the roof.
Somehow he was able to, you know, find the footage and some electricity up there. But that's kind of what this story reminded me of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it wasn't for that little boy, what would have happened? Think about your neighbors, man. Pay attention to what's going on. They might be locked in the basement.
Let's throw one back on This Day in Country Music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so the year was 1998, and Garth Brooks had the number one song in country music on this day.
Tonight I'm gonna paint this town, so bring me to Pina Coladas. I want one for each head. Let's set the sail with Captain Morgan.
That's rum, by the way.
Oh, and never leave dry land. Buried him in the sand. So bring me to Pina Coladas. She said goodbye to her good time and man. Goodbye.
Garth Brooks to Pina Coladas, number one on this day in 1998.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
So, y'all, we've heard all of the rumors that Rachel and Ross and Monica and Chandler and Joey and Phoebe are supposed to be getting back together, right? The big Friends reunion for HBO Max. That was supposed to have been filmed a couple of months ago, and it was going to be there for the launch of HBO Max. And based on coronavirus and COVID-19, that just couldn't happen. They weren't going to bring the whole cast together because they didn't want to do it over Zoom or something like that. They wanted everybody to be in the same room because the energy is just different.
I'm fine waiting on that.
Yeah, they're saying it looks like now they will go ahead and go through with the special. HBO Max will launch without the Friends reunion. Yeah. But the vision is hopefully they'll be able to film that sometime toward the end of the summer. So maybe later on this year, you will finally get your wish of the Friends cast all being reunited on the same stage again.
Got you gossip on Becky Lynch. So Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins are expecting their first child together. She revealed her pregnancy during Monday night's episode while announcing she was relinquishing her Raw Women's Championship belt to WWE superstar Asuka. Don't mess with me.
Asuka.
Yeah. Brandon told me how to say it wrongly, poorly, so all the wrestling people would be mad at me.
I did that on purpose. I did not. Give it to me again. What's her name again?
Asuka.
That's not it.
Quit saying that.
It's not.
Then what is it?
Asuka.
Brandon, if you're lying, you're lying to me.
Go ahead. The rest of the show, I want you to talk about Asuka.
No. Anyway, congratulations.
Asuka.
That's it?
Asuka.
Brandon, you let me go that long.
What? It's only been like an hour.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, Becky Lynch is due in December, so congratulations to Becky and Seth Rollins.
And also congratulations to Asuka, who is the new women's champion. Oh, my gosh. Gotcha gossip on Britney Spears. She's working out again on her Instagram. And this time, her boyfriend is back. His name is Sam. He's, like, jacked up. And she's all proud of Sam because of his fitness programs that are helping so many people work out during the quarantine. Here's the deal. If you want to watch two pretty people working out together, I mean, maybe it makes you feel bad about yourself. I know it doesn't make me feel good. You can go watch Britney. It's up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Gotcha gossip on Mike Tyson. So he teased a boxing comeback last night. So this is 15 years after his last fight. He posted this explosive training video on Instagram. Like, this is the second one he's posted in May. But his caption says, anything is possible when you are smart about it. Train smart. Recover smart. Hashtag baddest man on the planet. Hashtag still the baddest man on the planet.
Yeah.
And then after going a few rounds, he turned to the camera and said, I'm back. So fans went crazy. Many are thinking it's his comeback announcement. By the way, he is 53 years old.
And y'all, he looks incredible.
He does.
Like, the speed of his punches and the power behind those punches, even in sparring, was ridiculous.
Like, has he slowed down any?
So imagine him with the motivation to go out there and take somebody's head off in a boxing ring. Who signs up for that? Like, that's mega box office. So if Mike
Tyson, sign up to watch it.
Yeah. But if Tyson makes the comeback, that is absolutely huge.
I know it.
And you know how they used to say people would take those fights and some people would just want the big payoff and take the punch and go down and not get back up? I wouldn't take the punch because it's brutal. It's up on his Instagram if you want to check it out. Mike Tyson on Instagram. And of course, every morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So it looks like the Tiger King was such a big deal that people are going crazy wanting more Tiger King.
Mm-hmm.
But like the issue is old Joe Exotic's not really available for the Tiger King right now.
Yeah.
So the vision is the producers are thinking about going and like doing specials based on Siegfried and Roy. Who were the tiger magicians from Vegas. And we just lost Roy Horn over the weekend. Mm-hmm. But would you be in for more Tiger King?
Secretly, yes.
But is part of the deal, because I haven't watched it yet, but I thought part of the deal was kind of like it was because of those people and they were so over the top.
Maybe that's some of it, but it has kind of opened this whole thing to the tigers. Like, there's a lot of people, I don't know, really interested in that stuff right now.
Intrigued by the tiger? Mm-hmm. So the tiger is the draw, not necessarily the people. I'm telling you, because everything I've ever heard about Tiger King was like, it was
more the people. I just like animals, but it's definitely more the people.
Let me close my eyes real quick. Mm. And you pretend to be Joe Exotic for a second.
I can't.
What would I hear?
I can't say it over the microphone.
Why not?
Because he has this one phrase he really likes.
What is it?
Well, it has the word mother in it. So I'm not going to, that's mostly what he says.
Look, I have my finger on the beat button.
No.
You go ahead.
No, don't crush you. No.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I told you that my ranch burgers are a massive hit.
I know. I was wanting your recipe.
So it's real simple.
Mm-hmm.
You just take a pound of ground beef, a packet of ranch.
Okay.
Shredded cheese. I push them down real thin like they're like a Steak and Shake type burger.
Yum.
Throw them on the grill so they get crispy around the edges. Oh, my gosh.
Man.
They are good.
They sound good.
So, and you probably could do those in an air fryer, too. But I like the crispy from the fire of the grill, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
So I was so proud of that because my wife shared some with our neighbors. Everybody's like, these are the best hamburgers I've ever had in my entire life.
Wow.
So I felt like,
good.
I'm going to start a restaurant soon.
Hmm.
Maybe not the best time for that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was so excited about that I decided last night, you know, let's do a comfort food dinner. Because yesterday was eat anything you want day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I did the whole, we call it Dorito casserole, but a lot of people call it Mexican chicken, right?
Yeah, I call it Mexican chicken just because my kids don't like the word casserole.
I get it. Because it's kind of, casserole sounds gross. So my wife was all excited about that. The big old bag of Doritos, nacho cheese flavor. I mean, you're good to go, right? So I get my chicken and I do it in the, what do you call the thing that moisturizes it? That ain't the right way to say that.
I don't.
The Instant Pot.
Oh.
It doesn't moisturize chicken.
I don't think that moisturizes it.
Might be the wrong
tenderizing
term.
Tenderizing?
Maybe.
Okay.
So I get that out, and I used to have to try to shred the chicken either with forks, pulling them apart, right? Which is a pain. You ever done that? I hate that.
Wait, before you cook them?
No, not
okay,
before
just making
I cook
sure.
Them.
I was going to say, there's a reason that's a problem.
After you cook them, how do you shred chicken?
Well, if you do it right in the crock pot, it basically shreds for you. They just shred apart.
Okay. But I want my pieces to be smaller because I want to enjoy more of
a fork. Yeah.
Yeah. So you could do the forks. Have you seen that the new thing, and like this is something I've never tried before, but it's amazing. You get out one of those hand mixers.
Yes.
And you put your hand mixer on top of the chicken, shreds it perfectly. You don't have to use the fork. I know it sounds gross. It's like you're about to bake a cake and you're going to mix it all together, but it doesn't make it liquid and it just pulls it apart.
More to clean.
No, it's not. Use the same dish. And all of a sudden it's
that
good.
That was such a good mixer effect.
I'm telling you, when you try that, you'll never shred chicken the same way again.
Okay.
I promise you.
All right.
So I'm helping you out. Ranch burgers, number one. You got the recipe for that. Number two, you shred your chicken with the mixer. Works every time.
You are such a humanitarian.
I get out all my soups, my cream of chicken, cream of mushroom. I forgot the most important part. I forgot the Rotel. Couldn't make it.
Oh, no.
And we were so fired up to have that. So we start texting the neighbors. I bet we sent five texts.
The old moochers over there.
Yeah, right. I know.
Brandon and Leslie are calling to borrow stuff again.
We're the people who always forget something. So I didn't get to have my Mexican chicken, my Dorito casserole.
Aww.
But I am pretty fired up about the way I shredded that chicken. Again, if you've never tried it, the next time you want shredded chicken, you put that chicken in a bowl, turn on that mixer, and all of a sudden that sucker is going to be perfect. Because I used to try to pull it apart with my fingers, and your fingers catch on fire.
Right.
So, anyway, advice from Double B this morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
A 23-year-old guy named Daringer and his 21-year-old friend named Blakely were at an Applebee's in Kingsport, Tennessee. They were upset when the bar manager announced last call around 10:45 p.m. So they started flipping over tables in the restaurant.
Oh, no.
They were mad. So they started flipping over tables. Now, I've got to imagine that the staff at Applebee's was like, we're risking our lives to reopen for this.
Yeah.
But police were called, and they ended up arresting him in the parking lot. Daringer was in his truck, so they arrested him for driving under the influence, and Blakely was arrested for public intoxication.
Wow.
Speaking of Applebee's and other restaurants, why was the soup from the Chinese restaurant so heavy?
I have no idea, Kelly. Why was it so heavy?
It was one-ton soup.
She was excited to tell that one, y'all.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
And I'm not sure.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
He's giving some cooking tips earlier today.
It sounds funny when you say it out loud.
Why does it sound funny?
But your wife says you're a good cook.
Yeah, I was telling you guys the recipe for my ranch burgers, which have been dubbed the best burgers anybody's ever had.
Oh my gosh. Who dubbed them as that?
Five of my neighbors.
Because
we passed them out. But man, I'm pretty good at it. Like legit. And then I told you that if you're going to try to shred some chicken, the way you should do that is to take your chicken breasts, right? Or your tenderloins, throw them in a bowl, get your mixer out like you're going to mix a cake. And all of a sudden, bam. The chicken is shredded. I'm telling you, if you've never done that, I will change your world on shredded chicken. It's great for tacos. What do I call it?
Soups.
What, Mexican chicken, Dorito casserole, whatever you want to call it. So I got a message on Twitter. TJ has responded and says that she actually shreds chicken with a pizza cutter.
Oh.
Never thought about that.
Hmm.
So how would you do it? Is that the rolling pizza cutter?
Yeah.
Like that?
I don't think that's what it sounds like. I don't think it has a sound, but.
Hey, let's talk about pizza cutting, because I kind of have an issue with this. When you get a pizza out of the oven, do you cut it right off the bat with the pizza cutter, or do you let it sit for a minute?
I cut it probably right off the bat, and I already know that probably bothers you.
Why would it bother me? See if
there's going to be some kind of technical thing like, oh, well, if you let the cheeses set for so long, then the taste of the blah, 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 blah. Is that right?
Well, kind of. I ain't worried about the taste. Here's what I'm worried about, though. I hate to get that because my little pizza cutter, it must not be real sharp.
Yeah, you need it to be sharp.
So because mine just kind of starts pulling stuff. And I don't want the sides of my pizza. I want fine edges on my pizza. I don't want to be dragging cheese and pepperonis because like pepperonis are very tough to cut with my pizza cutter.
You need to get one of those ones, those big blades where you go like this, like the seesaw looking thing.
I see those at the pizza restaurants. Mm-hmm. Do they sell those?
I think so.
I can buy one?
Yeah.
I'd have a perfectly cut pizza.
There you go.
But I just don't understand like why the pepperonis, like how do you get them to cut? Because even with one of those seesaw looking things, right? Mm-hmm. I'm still afraid I'd be cutting pepperonis in half. So what sometimes I'll do is I will move the pepperonis outside of my cutting lines. Oh my God. That way this piece has a full pepperoni, this piece has a full pepperoni. Because nobody really wants half
a pepperoni.
Even if
they're melted to the cheese, you'll move the pepperoni?
Yes, I'll pull
it. Who does that?
That's not normal?
I mean, maybe you definitely need to get something sharper.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
But TJ says she shreds her chicken with the pizza cutter. I might try that. But I'm telling you, if you guys haven't tried the mixer... It's money. I might make a mixer and brand it. Kind of like Foreman had the grill. I'll do that on... But nobody's going to know it's the same thing as the one you can use with your cake. I'm going to brand it as a specific chicken one. But like imagine like, okay, so a barbecue restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do they shred stuff? They don't do it by hand, do they?
I bet they have bigger tools and utensils than what we're thinking of.
I don't think it's really the size of the tool. I think if you have the right one, like the mixer tool, and you're good like that.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to give you a heads up, too. A lot of people are worried about the NFL football season. Just a heads up on the football season. Dr. Fauci says that you really have to be careful and that the players can't determine it. The owners of the team, even the commissioner of the NFL, can't determine how the season's going to go. Because he says all it takes is for a football team to go back out and for one person on the team to get coronavirus, COVID-19, and pass it to one other person.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it spreads to everyone on the team. And guess what happens then? Teams can't play. All of a sudden, teams are being pulled from the weekly schedule.
Man.
So he straight up believes that we're going to have to wait and see what's going to happen with the NFL season. Because even if we want to play and everybody wants them to play, even if we say no fans in the stadiums, what if the teams get sick? I never considered that.
I know.
So we'll have to watch that as we move toward the NFL season later on this year.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Tuesday, May the 12th of 2020. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Ashley Smith of Harrisburg, Josh Roller from Bay, Brian Kemp of Jonesboro Celebrates, Lisa Williams of Hoxie, happy birthday. Eric Pham is celebrating today. Misty Clark of Truman is celebrating your birthday. Heather Dempsey of Paragould. We have Kenneth Carter from Dice who celebrates a birthday. Love from Betty. And Hannah Staten of Stuttgart celebrates a birthday today as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Claire Bowen is 36. That's Scarlett O'Connor on Nashville.
Kind of a cool story. We did a St. Jude Country Care seminar a couple years ago. She's a cancer survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the big surprise guest who came out and talked about her journey with cancer.
Wow.
So, there you go.
Let's see. Rami Malek is 39. That's who played Freddie Mercury in the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody. Oh.
Here we go.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo! Galileo!
Galileo!
Magnifico! You like that one? How about this one? Oh, yeah. What about the Mega Mix where you took that song and you mixed it with this one?
We are the champions, my friends. And we'll keep
one of my personal favorites. Anyway, Rami Malek has a birthday today. Happy birthday.
Jason Biggs is 42 today. Of course, that's Jim in the American Pie movies. Kim Fields is 51. Brandon, do you know who that is?
Heck yeah, I do.
Tootie on the Facts of Life.
Oh! You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing, now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. Happy birthday to Tootie.
Skateboarder Tony Hawk is 52 today. Stephen Baldwin is 54. His daughter, Haley, is married to Justin Bieber. And Kix Brooks of Brooks and Dunn is 65 today.
Oh, Moody, I love you, girl. Oh, my Moody, I love you, girl. Maria, I love you.
Man, so many good Brooks and Dunn songs. Brooks, 65 today.
Where you look, where you laugh, where you love with all you have. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me.
It's good to hear some Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
Kix Brooks, 65.
I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon.
I love this one.
Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Go watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon moon.
How about this one? Days where Brooks and Dunn basically won every award when they were any category they were nominated in, they were gonna win it.
Yeah, heel toe, do-si-do, do. Come on, baby, let's go. Let's go. Oh, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're going for it. Oh, get down, go, turn around, go to town. Boots, good boogie.
Kix Brooks. From Brooks and Dunn is 65 today. Happy birthday.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Blake Shelton isn't officially on TikTok, but I bet if he was, he'd be really entertaining. There's a promo clip for the current season of NBC's The Voice, and Blake has some nice dance moves. And I'm going to play a little bit for you.
It's perfect. Okay. Nick, you think you're the master of TikTok? Let me see it.
That's pretty funny.
It's just silly. Right now, of course, they're working from home, but they've been doing virtual happy hour videos together to share what they've been up to. But he says he's been keeping it country, kind of, except for working on his dance moves. But The Voice returns to NBC Monday night, and we also have the video of Blake Shelton's dance moves up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
And speaking of The Voice, Kane Brown was on The Voice, and he made a big appearance and a performance of his new song, Cool Again. If you haven't heard the song, this is what it sounds like.
Cause I just wanna be cool again, cool again, cool again. Like we were last summer. Want you again, you again, you again. To be still in my colors all tangled in each other night still. Playing back in my head. I just wanna be cool again, cool again, cool again. Yeah.
You can go check out Kane Brown's performance from The Voice. Again, it's on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
Florida Georgia Line are preparing to release a new album this month, and the date they just announced is May 22nd. It's called Six Pack, and it's going to include their current single, I Love My Country. If you haven't heard that song, this is what it sounds like.
I love my country, I love my country. Six strings and fiddles and ski from Kentucky. We keep it funky, we like how it sounds. Monday to Sunday.
Yeah, and they also released the video as well, and it looks like there's people in quarantine, and it shows everything that they're doing kind of outside, all the country stuff you can do, and it looks, I don't know, it makes me want to get outside. But yeah. We do have the video up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog.
And country stars are teaming up with pop superstars, and really they're going to set out to show that together we are the world. We are the people. So here's what's happening. On American Idol this coming Sunday, it's already the finale. So Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, and Katy Perry are going to perform the song We Are the World. Here's who's going to show up and perform with them. Scotty McCreery, Lauren Elena, Kelly Pickler, Gabby Barrett's going to be there, Jordan Sparks, Catherine McPhee, Philip Phillips, Ruben Studdard, all former idols coming back to do that song, We Are the World, which if you remember it from the mid-80s, it was a smash hit. Written by Lionel and Michael Jackson.
We are the ones who make a brighter day, so let's start giving. There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. It's true, we make a better day, just you and me.
This Sunday, American Idol is back, the finale on ABC, and We Are the World is back as well. I loved that song as a kid. It was one of my favorites, so I'm excited about that coming back. Sunday on American Idol. That's your country music news, powered by Orville's Men's Store. You can shop them online and figure out what your wardrobe is missing. Guys, redesign your style, redesign your fashion at orvillesms.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I'm going to put my neighbor on blast right now in front of all of you, and I'm going to do this with the idea of not allowing them to discuss the neighborhood anymore.
Wow.
Disgust. And the reason I think I need to bring this up is because I saw my neighbor outside doing something disgusting.
Male or female?
Female. And I said, that's disgusting. And they said, no, it's not. And I said, oh, yes, it is. And they said, oh, no, it's not.
What is it?
I saw my neighbor next door to me outside eating a banana.
Okay.
Not normally bad by itself. Sometimes a banana is good. Good potassium, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need a little bit of that natural sugar from a fruit.
Yeah.
The weird thing that she was doing that I had never heard of before was she had lathered her banana in mayonnaise.
Mm-mm.
Like thick. Lather. Imagine, you know how like sometimes, I don't know if you've ever done like peanut butter on a banana. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
It's really good, right? She probably used a whole jar of mayonnaise.
Oh.
And it was like it was dripping
Mm-mm.
off of the banana.
Mm-mm.
And she was eating this publicly in front of everybody. And I'm telling you, I think if anybody saw this, it would make them sick.
So when you kind of lost, you know, like, oh.
Like, I'm visualizing it.
Is this
right
something
now.
She ate as a child?
She's done it forever. Loves it.
Really?
Goes through tubs of mayonnaise. And like Leslie and Kai, they hate it. Like, they don't even want to know when it's in tuna fish.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I'll sometimes put it on like a salty cheeseburger or something like
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I think I learned that from my grandmother. But the idea of lathering a banana with mayonnaise.
I've never heard of that in my life.
Is it the grossest food combination ever? I don't know what's worse than that.
I don't think I could take a bite of that.
If I brought one in tomorrow.
Mm-mm.
What?
Bring a trash can.
What if she sold you on the fact that it was good? Would you buy into it?
I would try it, but you'd have to bring a trash can just in case.
So tomorrow, if I bring a banana and some mayonnaise, you will eat it on the radio.
Not at 6 o'clock in the morning, 7:45 in the morning.
What time would you eat it? 9 o'clock in the morning? 8:30 in the
morning?
Not
in the morning.
Not in the morning. So I have to bring it to your house?
Yes.
I really think that might be one of the most nasty food combinations.
Man.
And I know we all have little things.
Yeah.
Like, but I don't think I do anything that's disgusting. Like, I like clam spaghetti with clam sauce and minced clams. Mm. But I don't know if that's disgusting. Do you think that's disgusting?
To me, that sounds gross.
It's good, though. White clam sauce and minced clams.
Why
over
do you
spaghetti
have to keep
noodles
saying minced clams?
With cheese on top.
Okay.
Doesn't sound good to you?
It doesn't.
It's good to me. Mm-hmm. What's something that most people wouldn't enjoy that you enjoy?
Sauerkraut. And I like pepperonis with it.
Pepperonis and sauerkraut? Mm-hmm. Ooh, that sounds gross to me.
And mashed potatoes mixed together.
Wait a minute. All that together?
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
It is.
You take the
weird?
The tart taste of the soury tart taste of the sauerkraut and put them in mashed potatoes?
Yeah, a little bite of mashed potatoes, some sauerkraut.
And pepperoni?
Mm-hmm.
When did you start this?
When I was little. My mom used to make it, and we loved it.
Was this during a pandemic where you had no more food in the house? This sounds like one of those things you just start throwing stuff together.
This is all we have, Kelly.
Look, here, just I'm going to scrape some pepperoni
in
here.
No, we loved it. We would ask for kraut and weenies all the time.
All right, there you go. That might potentially be worse than bananas and mayonnaise.
No.
I think
no,
it might
it's
be.
Not.
Get this up on our social media. I want to put this up there, the craziest food combinations, either that you enjoy or that someone else enjoys.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
I'll put it up on my Instagram story too, which is Brandon on KFIN on Instagram.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
My neighbor's disgusting. She eats mayonnaise on her bananas and it's disgusting.
What's her first and last name?
Not going to say it. But at the same point, Kelly puts her sauerkraut in her mashed potatoes and tops it off with pepperoni.
Well, I don't mix it, but I like all of those tastes
together. Oh, so you don't mix it?
I like all of this taste together.
So how do you do it?
Like a little bite of sauerkraut, and then you kind of scoop in some mashed potatoes, and the pepperoni's already in there. It's nice and warm.
So I'm not allowed to make sauerkraut inside the house.
I know, my kids hate it too.
Because I guess it stinks up the entire
house.
It does. So Leslie's told me that is a no. Because I used to like putting like sauerkraut on like a bratwurst with a ton of mustard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think most people like it though.
Yeah, I know.
I think your food combination is pretty unusual.
It is.
Let's go through a couple of the other ones that are already posted on our social media.
There's some good ones. Good ones. Donna Gibson says, dill pickle slice and Oreo cookies. It's actually really good.
That sounds horrific.
Yes. Ashlyn Moore says, peanut butter grilled cheese is lit. Don't knock it till you try it.
I'm knocking it right now. That sounds awful. Wait, so you have the cheesiness in the melted peanut butter? Like, I get peanut butter and banana because I get like Elvis, right? But the idea of cheese melting through
Yeah, that's tough. Mary Beth says mashed potato and ketchup sandwich. And Doritos.
I'm almost wondering if that's kind of like meatloaf, but without
kind
the meat.
Of.
That's without the loaf involved.
There you go. And Doritos dipped in sour cream. That's not horrible.
I don't know.
I'm like,
That might be okay because I picture if I were to go get like a Doritos Locos taco and there was sour cream on it. I think that would be good.
Mandy Stutt says, pinto beans and chocolate cake.
Okay,
and right below that, Susan says, I've heard some people eat chocolate cake and white beans together.
Okay, this is, okay, enough. There's something wrong with you people. I just want you to know that. No matter how much you want to say that tastes good, those are some awful food combinations.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
My neighbor is disgusting. She eats mayonnaise on her bananas, like drenched in it. It's like dripping. It's like if she walked, there would be a trail.
Mm-mm.
Splitter splatter of mayonnaise. And her family says she can put mayonnaise on pretty much anything and she likes it.
Hmm.
So we're asking you for the most unique and or disgusting food combinations. And we've heard some, like a peanut butter sandwich with cheese in it, like a grilled cheese peanut butter. Mm-hmm. That's pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Like that's, I just don't know. How about the chocolate cake and the beans?
Mm-mm. Like, I can't. I don't know.
Like I love beans and cornbread. Jalapeno cornbread's even better.
Yeah, but like a sugary cake?
I just don't think that sounds very good.
Well, I've got some more for you.
Okay.
Debbie says chocolate syrup on bologna.
Holy gosh. So bologna by itself. Like I can do fried bologna with a little slice of cheese on it, just like cold bologna. Mm-hmm. I don't think I can do that. Is bologna a real meat? What does a bologna come from? Can anybody let me know that? If anybody knows what bologna comes from, you can tweet me, Brandon, on KFIN. I probably don't want to know.
Ooh, listen to this. Lori says peanut butter and tuna sandwich.
Is that the worst?
That's pretty bad. Dalton says, this isn't that bad. Pineapple slices with mayo in the middle, sprinkled with cheddar cheese.
Oh my God, that's terrible. That's terrible. How is that not bad?
It's not as bad as chocolate syrup and bologna.
So the ones you say that aren't that bad, I will bring in tomorrow.
No.
Nope. You've already said you were going to do the banana and mayonnaise. Because
I'm just trying to make sure these people feel supported.
No, we don't have to support them.
No. Even though you have weird food choices, we still love you.
Yeah, for real. Anything else?
That's probably the white beans and ketchup.
No, I've seen that.
Okay, you've seen that?
Yeah.
There was a second person that said pinto beans and chocolate cake.
Yeah, not really sure.
That happened twice.
Disgusting food combos. My Instagram story, Brandon on KFIN. Also on the Facebook page.
Facebook.com/KFIN 107.9.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So restaurants are back open, and I don't know if you've noticed this, but like over the course of the last, I guess, four weeks or so, drive-thrus have been packed. Mm-hmm. Like you go to fast food restaurants and you're lined up 7 or 8 or 10 cars deep. So last night, it was kind of one of those fast food types of nights because I messed up dinner and didn't have Rotel and blah, 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 blah. So I had to run through the drive-thru. And I noticed as I was going through town, I was kind of interested in the fact that it didn't seem like there were as many people at the sit-down dine-in restaurants as of yet.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
I'm not sure if that was maybe an early rush because I think I was out probably around 6, maybe. But like I looked at a couple of places that typically would have been full and they weren't full.
So I
sent my wife a text. I'm like, hey, the restaurants don't seem real busy. And she said, do you think it's just because of the 1/3 occupancy? And I said, I don't know because it doesn't look like there's even 1/3 occupancy in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So were people back out? Did they go for lunch? Were they there for dinner? Are people still waiting? Are we now accustomed to just ordering, driving up and saying, bring my food out to me. I'm going to take it home.
It's been nice.
I think it's important, though, to continue to support those local restaurants who have done their best to stay open. Because, again, I was thinking about from the restaurateur's point of view, right? You're open back up. You hope people come into the restaurant. You staff it. You have the food ready. You've done the prep time. And then if people don't show up. Like, that's just as devastating, I think, as being closed. If you have too many people working and too many expenses going out with not enough coming in.
It's a lot.
So think about the local restaurants. Again, dine-in service is available at this point from the local restaurants, 1/3 occupancy. Make sure to wear your face masks. They do want you to have those as you go into the restaurants as well.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we were talking about my neighbor being disgusting. And is that bad?
Yeah.
You think if they hear that, they're going to think, okay.
Brandon was talking about you saying how disgusting you are.
No, that's not what I meant. I mean, her food choices are...
Now you're changing it up.
Disgusting. Because I saw her out front in front of the entire neighborhood eating a banana lathered in mayonnaise. Like dripping. It's like... Ugh.
No.
Like, but okay, so I was going through the comments on social media and I wanted to go back to one of them where somebody stands up for that and says that's actually okay.
There was somebody else that said that they liked banana and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Yeah, James Ward. Banana and mayo sandwiches are awesome, and I don't even like mayo. Try it. He says, however unusual this sounds, the flavors of the three just mesh perfectly. Ate a lot of those growing up. So again, he eats banana and mayo sandwiches. She just takes the mayo and lathers the banana and just eats it. So we've been talking about these other food combinations, and evidently some people on our social media say they have weak stomachs this morning because some of these sound like they're going to make people throw
they
up.
They do. Cynthia says she likes mashed potatoes and cottage cheese.
Oh, my God. Okay, so like I've tried cottage cheese because like, you know, it's supposed to be good for protein and the right type of protein before bed and all that kind of stuff. All these workout diets try that.
Yeah.
So every once in a while, a couple times a year, I go buy cottage cheese.
I do like it.
You do?
I like it with tomatoes or peaches or pineapple.
Okay, forget it.
Oh, how about Hope says pretzels from Dairy Queen dipped in ice cream. The sweet salty mix is the best.
I might try that one.
Laura Smith says I put jelly on my eggs.
Oh, gosh. I mean, anything to make the eggs taste better. I hate eggs.
Joshua Allen says my wife eats peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Peanut butter and mayonnaise? Yeah, that's bad.
And then Chris and Michaela Rainey say Honey Nut Cheerios and cheese, no milk.
What?
That one got him, guys.
That's gross. I don't know. Like, how do you figure these things out?
I don't know.
Like, what makes you say, you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm going to sprinkle some cheese on top of the Honey Nut Cheerios.
It's good on everything else.
I mean, what the heck?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if you were like me and you loved grunge music in the 90s, I did like grunge for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I like Nirvana. Everybody liked Nirvana.
My husband liked them too.
So I was a big grunge guy in the early 90s. I don't know if you can tell when you go back and look at my stuff, but Nirvana had this MTV Unplugged episode that was massive, right? They did that in 1993. It was an MTV classic. They put out the MTV Unplugged album, the cassette at the time. And I remember having that. And I believe one of my wrestling buddies still has it probably to this day.
Wow.
Not sure if he still uses it. But, you know, I loaned it to somebody. It was probably like $7 when I bought it.
Yeah.
And it's gone forever.
Yeah.
It's going back through some of those songs, right? Nirvana was kind of cutting edge. And they were actually top 40 at one point because top 40 radio, pop radio, had kind of gone grunge.
Come as you are, as you were, as I want you.
You know that song?
Be.
So again, basically Unplugged was more like an acoustic session with these big bands.
What else should I be?
Kurt Cobain's a lead singer. My favorite song off the Unplugged album from Nirvana was this one.
Where the bad folks go when they die, they don't go to heaven where the angels fly. Go to a lake of fire and fry, see him again till the 4th of July.
So I like that song. Anyway, the guitar used on the Unplugged episode that Kurt Cobain used is about to go to auction.
Yes.
And they're saying they believe the starting bid will be somewhere around $1 million.
The starting.
Isn't that insane? So I was reading that and I started going back through like what have other people bought different celebrity memorabilia for? I was reading that Kim Kardashian bought a velvet jacket worn by Michael Jackson. She paid $65,000 for the jacket.
And I think it was for her daughter.
Yeah. For North. So Kim Kardashian also, she was a fan of Michael Jackson. She bought the hat from Smooth Criminal.
Wow.
She paid $56,000 for Michael Jackson's hat from Smooth Criminal. The General Lee, remember that from the Dukes of Hazzard? So it's a 1969 Dodge Charger. This one was owned by Bo Duke, John Schneider.
Mm-hmm.
It sold, this is crazy, for $9.9 million. Somebody paid $9.9 million to have that car, the General Lee. A Darth Vader helmet worn in Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, $898,000. How about this? Judy Garland, the red slippers from The Wizard of Oz.
How much?
$6 million.
Wow.
Who are these people and where do they get this money?
Right, I don't know.
Olivia Newton-John wore these skin-tight black pants in Grease when she was Sandy. They sold for $162,000. Marilyn Monroe, the Happy Birthday, Mr. President dress, $1.2 million. Joan Rivers had a dog bowl. It was a silver dog bowl. Somebody bought that for $13,000.
Wow.
A Kate Winslet dress from Titanic, $330,000. Somebody paid for Scarlett Johansson's dirty tissue, a tissue she used. They paid $5,300 for a snot rag.
Wow.
Somebody has a lock of Elvis's hair. They paid $115,000 for that. And Michael Jackson's famous white glove, the one covered in crystals, somebody paid $350,000 to have that glove.
That's, wow.
Isn't it crazy that people have that much money and the things that you'll buy when you have that much money? Like, to me, buying Michael Jackson memorabilia, that's huge.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of grunge like I was when I was in the 90s and young, that Kurt Cobain guitar would be so cool. But if you had something like that, what do you do with it if you paid that much money?
You display it, I guess.
You just leave it out?
The conversation piece?
Here's the General Lee. I paid $9 million for this.
Here's Chris Evans' Captain America shield that he used in the movie. That would be cool.
Ooh.
Or Thor's hammer.
That stuff would
be really cool.
All right, cool stuff out there. But if you're a fan of Nirvana, you might be able to buy that guitar for a small fee, a nominal fee of $1 million.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You ever walk through the mall and you smell those Auntie Anne pretzels?
Oh my goodness, every time.
And how good do they smell?
So good.
They smell amazing, right? So Auntie Anne's realizes a lot of people are staying at home and doing social distancing. So they have created a do-it-yourself pretzel kit.
No.
Where they give you all the ingredients and you get to roll out the dough and you get to bend it into the shape of the pretzel. And
my kids will want that immediately.
Tear it up. I'm telling you.
Good.
Do you go for the big pretzel or do you get the little pretzel bites if you're going to get something?
I go for the big pretzel.
See, a lot of times we go pretzel bites.
The ones with the little hot dogs in it too.
Ooh, those I haven't are tried good. Those. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Something like the about little, the hot dog. I don't know.
Good.
You ever dip it in cheese?
Yeah.
Because that cheese is good too. Okay, now I have a craving for Auntie Anne's. Again, if you have the same craving, check out Auntie Anne's on social media. The do-it-yourself pretzel kit is available.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks for having us on. My name's Brandon. Her name's Kelly. If you go back to today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you are going to hear about my nasty neighbor.
You keep saying that. She's going to be upset with you today.
Well, she's not nasty individually, but her food choice of a banana covered in mayonnaise. It's pretty disgusting.
That actually is pretty gross.
But if I thought she was gross, then there are other people out there who share the mornings with us who we heard from who are equally as disgusting. All of that on today's show. Plus, we talk about these items like Kurt Cobain's Nirvana guitar from Unplugged on MTV back in 1993. It could be going for $1 million at auction. We're going to talk about other exciting, crazy, ridiculous celebrity memorabilia. We kind of recap that on the show today as well. All of this on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, which you can find everywhere you get your podcasts. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
The Voice results show is on tonight. The season finale of The Flash. The two-hour special, Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours to Hell and Back. The third season finale of Ellen's Game of Games and Hollywood Game Night, Social Distancing Edition, and the first season finale of For Life.
All right. Plus, I think it's Kane Brown on Jimmy Fallon tonight as well. So that's what's on TV. We hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.